So I don't think this has happened since we were at the upstairs gallery, which was like four venues ago, but a gentleman came up to me over the break and was like, hey, if you have a spot, I'd love to tell a story. Guys, we're going to roll with it. So, coming up next, this gentleman, he is a 19-year-old college student. He hosts a podcast called Library Games, and he told me to say that he is the black nerd. This is Johnny Moulton.
Just to clarify, so that my mentor doesn't be like, oh yeah, you hosted Library Games, kid. No, I was part of it.
Oh, I was part of it. That's my okay. Fault.
I'm just saying, Taylor can get very...
my bad, sorry, Taylor.
Yeah. So, when I say I am the black nerd, like, I quote Public Enemy in FPSs when I'm losing. y'all motherfuckers are racist, simple and plain, motherfuck you and John. Like, that, like, I shout that into my head. And, you know... I made a team of black superheroes in Marvel Ultimate Alliance, my favorite game. So going on the theme multiplayer, I just remembered, like, spontaneously during this, and I was gonna do another story, but I was inspired. When I was young, when I was 12 actually, I loved the game Worms. Worms, for those of you who don't know, it's a turn-based artillery game. It's like side-scrolling. You just play a bunch of worms, got a bunch of cool weapons like freaking super sheep and crap that just blow up, and it's like, it's splendiferous. All right, it's absolutely fantastic. And it's also great when you're poor and you have a really crappy computer, and like that's all you can play. And I had GameTap, so it was like, there's nothing but worms this, worms that. But unfortunately, my GameTap subscription ran out, and Team 17, the developer of Worms, you know, sold the game online. And the one I truly wanted, Worms Armageddon, was in a $20 bundle. Now, to use a word, niggas was broke. But, you know, being 12 and having parents who, you know, were practical, instead, I was going to fill that need for that genre any way possible. So I downloaded a bootleg version, although they would, you know, prefer the term open source clone, called Wormux. Just like, you know, toeing on the line right there, right? called Wormux, and a chat/IP address client called Hamachi. Now, I'd been familiar with, you know, multiplayer games before. You know, I was part of City of Heroes, like, before it died and people started, like, missing it and stuff. And I had also, you know, I mean, I'd been on Halo before, but, you know, considering the amount of racial expletives, I was like, eh, not really for me. But this was my first real close relationship. And my first real connection was a German dude named Hans, which is, I mean, I think that was just his name, like, on there, but it was also very stereotypical. I don't know if I was comfortable with it. But, I mean, it's okay, though, because Hans would screw my crap up every single time. Like, I don't know if this dude was just a logical genius. He could also just be, like, 30 playing this for, like, years upon years, and I was 12 just playing it. But, you know, either one. And, you know, the thing about Hans hated Big Brother. Not the 1984, you know, Big Brother. Not this conceptual, you know, like, capitalist state Big Brother. Literally the show Big Brother. So every single time me and Hans played, and I was just a 12-year-old, you know, I told him, and this all started because I told him, I think it was like the Real World or something. I really just feel like Real World is bad. It's like, you think Real World, I can't do a German accent. But you think Real World is bad? You should look up Big Brother. I did. It's horrible. But, I mean, the thing about Big Brother, this man, every single time we played, and we probably played once a week for half a year. Every time we played, this man would have another rant about Big Brother. Like Courtney, I didn't like how Courtney felt this, like, I just thought that Courtney was being a, this time, you know? Like, I just, and me being 12 and having a limited attention span, I later found out that he thought that I was 18, so you don't pick up to me, right? But I was like, no, you're ranting about a reality show in Germany to a 12-year-old in America. It was awkward. But Hans being my first real world connection, you know, I was a nerd in high school. I did not have the svelte body you see. I was pudgy. I enjoyed Little Caesars before Little Caesars had the $5. So I was so enthused to have a friend, even if he did just talk to me about Big Brother. So even though it was awkward, I'll always remember Hans for that. And for the, you know, for the time that he spent with me. And for the time that I donated him to talk about, you know, his weird... It's really weird when somebody says they hate something, but they somehow manage to watch it. Like, and no characters, and no, like, situations, and critically think about it. But, that's it, everybody. Thank you.
Johnny Holton, hell yeah! Johnny, as we all know, the creator and mastermind of the Library Games podcast. JK. Johnny, what was your team in Ultimate Alliance? Obviously, Luke Cage, Black Panther, Storm, and it's bad that I can't think of a fourth
character.
You know
what? Luke Cage, Storm. You know what? I think I just put Spider-Man on there. Spider-Man, there's a black Spider-Man.
Yeah. It could be Miles Morales.
I was before my time.
Yeah. Luke Cage was also always on my team. He was the Bruiser. That dude is awesome.
Dude, Luke Cage. I love Luke Cage.
Hell yeah. Mike Coulter in the Netflix show also.